Jesus remains the same.
Hey,
ain't that a blessing to know? Amen. I mean, more people will change, the world will change.
Yep.
Hey, I'm telling you, the government will change.
Yep.
Laws will change.
Hey,
ain't you glad Jesus Christ never changed?
Amen. Amen.
You don't have to get up in the morning and guess and wonder,
amen,
is it going to be different today? Amen. Is he going to accept how you live today? You can know, amen, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Bless
hey,
you.
He's going to be the same in the morning as he was
right.
today. As he was yesterday. Amen. He's not going to change.
Yes.
Hey, I'm glad. Amen. I still serve a great God. Amen. What? It ain't going to change on me.
Right.
Ain't going to change things up on
amen.
Me. Amen. If I study his word, find out what he's got to say about it. Hey, I can tell you, I can live my life. Amen. And be pleasing unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. I love him. I love him. I love him
amen.
Of this morning. Amen. And I've got something on my heart that's just different.
Bless
amen. But I'm going to obey the Lord. I found out. Amen. God knows exactly what we need, when we need it. He knows who'd be here.
Amen.
He knows who'd be listening in. He knows who's going to hear it. Amen. And I tell you what, I'm just going to obey the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ezekiel. I'm going to be in the book of Ezekiel. I've got a good bit of reading to do. Amen. And I'm just going to obey the Lord. I don't know, amen, if we'll read the whole chapter first or try to read through it. Or I don't know how far we'll get. Amen. But boy, I'm telling you what, there's something going on in Ezekiel. Amen. And boy, and I'm telling you, amen, there's a lot of rebellion. Amen.
Right.
It's mentioned in the book of Ezekiel. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of judgment of God.
Right.
Amen. That's mentioned in Ezekiel. Boy, and I begin to look at all the judgment that's come. Amen. Upon the different nations and different peoples. Amen. And on God's people. And boy, and I begin to look at that. And then right here in chapter number 36. Boy, there was some things. If we could just get spiritually minded this morning.
Bless him.
Bless him.
Got to get spiritually minded or you ain't going to get a whole lot out of it. Amen. But I want to help you this morning. I believe in chapter 36 we can find, I've never preached on chapter 36 as far as I know. I can't remember. Amen. I had no markings in my Bible. Amen. When God began to deal with me about it. Amen. To where I had preached on it before. So I'm just going to obey that. I believe a child of God can be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe we're living in a day and a time that if we just get a little spiritual, we can see America, the church in America, in chapter 36
right.
of the book of Ezekiel. I know it's talking about something that specifically happened, but I'm telling you what, this is a spiritual book.
Right.
Amen. And I'm telling you, there's some spiritual things that we can take out of natural
yeah.
application from the
right.
Bible. Amen. That'll help us today. Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
That'll encourage us today. I'm going to read, amen, I will say this. If I was to take a poll and beat you with it, no, I'm just teasing. But if I was to take a poll or ask the questions, amen, I believe every one of us could say we've all got loved ones that we're concerned about.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, it's something we may be even worried about. But we've all probably got loved ones. We are concerned about it. We're concerned about them, where they're at.
Right.
We're concerned about their walk with the Lord. Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
We're concerned about those, amen, that used to come and don't come. I mean, boy, we've got loved ones, amen, that we are concerned, amen, about their lifestyle and how they're living. Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart, we can get some encouragement about that out of Ezekiel chapter 36.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter number 36. Amen. As I begin to look and read this, boy, the Lord just speaks to my heart. And I hope I can help you.
Bless the Lord.
So we're going to start in Ezekiel chapter 36. We're just going to start verse number 1. Also, amen, all and so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Also, thou son of man. Who's he talking to? Talking to the preacher. Talking
right.
to Ezekiel. He said, I want you to prophesy unto the mountains. What that, when you look that word up, and right there, he's talking about preach. Amen. Right. He's talking about being a preacher. He said, I want you to preach. Amen. Yeah. Also thou son of man prophesy unto the mountains of Israel and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thus saith the Lord God. We better recognize who's speaking.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy has said against you, aha! Even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy, preach, and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen. Amen. And that heathen, that's somebody, amen, that worships false gods and idols. Yes. Amen. That has a false religion. That's an unbeliever.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Somebody that don't believe in God. Amen. That's in the wrong type of religion. Amen. That's not going to listen to what God has to say. This is somebody that's anti-God, against God. Amen. Listen, the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up, listen to this, in the lips of talkers.
Amen.
I'm going to let that kind of sink in.
Yeah.
You ever been taken up in the lips of talkers?
Amen.
Amen.
I hope you ain't been a talker.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever been taken up in the lips of talkers?
Amen.
And are an infamy of the people. That word infamy means a total loss of reputation. Public disgrace. Qualities which are detested and despised. Qualities notoriously bad and scandalous. In other words, you've been taken up in the lips of talkers. They've attacked your reputation. They've attacked you and your family. They've attacked how you live your life. Amen. That we're living in a day and a time. Amen. When the children of God are taken up in the lips of talkers, the heathen, those of the world, amen, that are anti-Christianity. Is everybody all right? And they have done everything they could to try to destroy the church and the children of God. And listen to what he says now. Listen to what he says in verse number 4. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. And in a lot of these places, you can put America today. You can put the church of today. You can put the Christians, the children of God, right in these verses of today, for today. Amen. Now listen to this. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers and to the valleys, to the desolate waste and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision to the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen and against all Edomia, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel. Amen. Concerning the land of Israel, of my people, and say unto the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, and behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. He's speaking to his children. He's speaking to his land. Amen. He could be talking to the church today. We've allowed the shame of the heathen, the unbeliever, to creep up inside the house of God. We've allowed some. Amen. Some have brought it up. Amen. They begin to live like the world and act like the world. He said, you've borne the shame of the heathen. Now listen to this.
Amen.
Therefore, verse 7, thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up mine hand. Surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. God said there's fixing to be something, amen, that's going to happen. Amen. And those heathen, they're going to have to bear their own shame. He said, I'm tired, amen, of my house being defiled. I'm tired of my people being defiled. I'm tired of them being abused. I'm tired of them being mocked and ridiculed. He said, the heathen are fixing to have to bear their own shame. Amen. God's fixing to do something right here.
Amen.
Amen. that maybe has a loved one, amen, a child, or sibling, or a parent, amen, or a cousin, or a niece, or a nephew, or someone that but the world has taken hostage,
right.
A heathen has captured, amen, and pulled them out of the house of God, and pulled them out into the world, and have them locked down in places, amen, amen, where they're living ungodly lifestyles, amen, where they're abomination to God.
Right.
But this right here ought to make you a little bit, give you a little bit of confidence.
Amen.
Amen.
And joy that God's about to do something. Amen. I want to help you. Verse number 8. We got a lot of reading. Amen. And boy, I hope this will help you this morning. I hope you can see in it. Amen. What the Lord has showed us. But ye, O mountains of Israel. He said, listen, you've been desolate. Well, we look around at churches today, and we see it more prevalent today than I've ever seen. Churches are not even half full. Is everybody all right?
Right.
I mean, boy, it looks like in a majority of them, now we've been blessed.
Come on.
But a majority of them are struggling to keep the doors open.
Right.
Amen. I mean, boy, they're trying everything they can. They're compromising to try to get them to come back. Amen. They're laying things, they're allowing things in that they never would have allowed in to try to get them to come back.
Right.
Amen. Or to try to keep some of them there. And the more they pull the world in, it seems like the more that run out to it. Amen. And leave
right.
the church. And we're looking at a time, amen, when churches, amen, are struggling in America.
Right.
Amen. And so he says, listen, here's what I want you to understand. So listen to this. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. God said, look, I understand. Amen, there's been a lot that's left. He said, but get ready, glory to God, because they're fixing to come back.
Amen.
I want to help you this morning. I want to show you why. I want to help you. Listen to this. For behold, I am, verse number 9, for behold, I am for you.
Amen.
I ain't getting enough amen. When God
yes,
says,
sir.
I am for you,
amen.
That ought to get you a little bit excited.
Amen.
That ought to make you want to shout amen.
Come
that ought to
on.
Make you want to shout glory. That ought to make somebody
yes.
say hallelujah.
Yeah.
That ought to make somebody lift up a hand toward heaven and say, thank God, thank God, thank
amen.
God a thousand times. That he's for us. God's not
right.
against us, child of God. God's not against your family. God's not against your loved ones. God is
right.
for us.
Amen.
He said, because I'm for you.
Amen.
He said, but behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you. Verse 9 there, and you shall be tilled and sown. You know what he's saying? He's saying, you're ready, church, you're fixing to get plowed again.
Amen.
Amen.
Is everybody all right? You're
yeah.
fixing to be sown again. What's that? You're going to be planted again. Amen.
Right.
There's going to be seed. And I want you to get a hold of this. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of them. And the cities shall be inhabited, and the ways shall be built.
Amen.
And I will multiply, verse 11, upon you man and beast. They shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your own estates. And will do better unto you than at your beginnings.
Amen.
Amen right there. That's right.
Amen.
God said, I want to bless you more
Amen.
Now. Amen. That I've ever blessed you. I want you to be better off than you were in the start. Amen. Listen to this. And ye shall know. And ye shall know, children of God.
Amen.
And ye shall know. He's talking
Amen.
To those in the church. And ye shall know. And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He's telling the church, I'm going to work a work in y'all. Amen. And right now. And you're going to know. You're
yeah.
going to know. Amen. That he's God.
Amen.
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 I mean, buddy, if we'll stay faithful to the house of God and faithful to God, he said, look, I want you to understand something. I'll work a work, and you'll know.
Come
you'll
on.
Know that I'm God. You'll know who's doing this. You'll
yes.
know what God's doing
right.
in
the
world. And listen to yay, verse 12. Remember that. He said to the church, I'm going to work a work in here in you, He's talking about bringing it back and building back the church and multiplying. Amen. And planting and sowing. Amen. And plowing. Amen. He said, I'm going to work a work in that. Amen. That you will know.
Right.
That the church will know I'm God.
Right.
You remember that. You hold on to that for just a minute. Yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them of men. Thus saith the Lord God, because they say unto you, thou land devourest up men, and hast bereaved thy nations. Therefore thou shalt devour men no more, neither bereave thy nations any more, saith the Lord God. Verse 15, neither will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen anymore. He said, I'm going to kick the heathen out. I'm going to kick out the false religion, the false doctrine. I'm going to get rid of some things. He said, you're not going to hear the shame of the heathen anymore. Neither shalt thou bear the reproach of the people anymore. Neither shalt thou cause thy nations to fall anymore, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, look at this, they defiled it.
Yeah.
They defiled it.
Right.
They defiled it, listen to this, by their own way.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And by their own doings. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Listen to this. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
He said, when they were here,
right?
When they were here, amen, they got so wicked and wretched and rebellious.
Come on.
Right.
Right. Being quiet over there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is an encouraging chapter.
Right.
This
amen.
Chapter is so encouraging. Amen. When I read it, and it just jumps off the page at us. Amen. If we get a little bit spiritual, amen, it'll help us. Amen. And so he says, listen, he said, I put you away as an unclean woman. Verse 18, wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they polluted it. In other words, they done it their way.
Yep.
That's what he said.
Right.
When you done it your way and you acted out in ways that you said, it didn't matter, I'm just going to act that way, do that. And then they put everything before church and they lived their own ways. And God said, I put them away.
Man,
you got to get
right.
a hold of it.
Come on.
You got to get a hold of it.
Man.
I mean, I don't ever want to see nobody leave the church.
No. Right.
I do everything I can to keep them in church.
That's it.
I love them. I pray with them. I pray for them.
Yeah,
but buddy, listen to this. There's some people. Amen. And I'm not saying it's this one, that one, or the other. I'm just telling there's some people, and we're fixing to find this out. Listen to this. Verse number 16. More of the word of the Lord came to me saying. Verse 18, I'm sorry. Wherefore I poured out my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. Verse 19, and I scattered them. I believe there was some in churches across the land, there's been some that God came in.
Right.
And scattered. They polluted His sanctuary so bad with the things.
Yeah.
They were allowing the things they were doing,
right.
The things they were trying to hide. And now we're living to a time where they don't even try to hide it anymore. Is everybody all right?
Yep. Amen.
And he said in verse 19, and I scattered them among the heathen. Those that were abusing, those that were, let me read it. And they were, listen to this, verse 19, and I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according, listen to this, to their way. Their way. They went the way they wanted to. They was trying to bring it up in the houses of God. Amen of God.
Wow.
And God said, that's fine. You want to do it your way? I'm going to put you out there and let you go your way.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. And according to their doings. Amen. You want to do those things? You can do them, but you can't do them. Amen. And serve me and be right with me and be in my house. Now listen to this. And I, according to their doings, I judged them. In verse 20, and when they entered unto the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name.
Right.
Amen. They thought, I believe with all my heart, Brother Billy, we're living in a time when people thought.
Come on.
They were showing the church. They were showing the preacher. They were showing the deacons. They were showing their family. They could do what they want. They can live like they want. They can still be right with God and serve God. And God said, I scattered you out to the heathen to let you do it. And you profane my holy name.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not sinning against the church. They're not sinning against the preacher. Amen. Amen. They're sinning against God. And until they realize that.
Right.
Amen. Everybody all right? Is everybody okay?
Come on.
I know, amen. I knew one give me amen.
That's good, preacher.
Come on.
Amen. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, there ain't going to be many there. You sure you're going to be preaching?
Bless
he said, preach it, boy.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. He still calls me, boy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I was up here one day. Amen. And Jesse was up here. And he had his children with him. And you know what he done? He said, hey, boys.
Amen.
Right. Them boys looked up. They recognized his voice. They knowed he was daddy. And they knowed he was talking to them. Amen. He wasn't talking to nobody else. He said, hey, boys, get up on that porch.
Amen.
Amen. You know what them boys done? They got up on that porch.
Amen.
Amen. I remember what was up here doing. Amen. He was getting ready to do something. Amen. He was here early. He said, hey, boys, get up on that porch. Amen. They got up on that porch. Why? Because their father was speaking to them. Amen. I tell you, I'm glad. Amen. When God looks down and says, I want you to preach that, boy. Amen. I know who he's talking to. Amen. I know who's speaking. Amen. I'm glad I'm still his boy. Woo! I said, I'm glad I'm still his boy.
Amen.
I ain't got too big to be his boy. I thank God I'm God's boy. Hallelujah. I've got a father. I've got a daddy that still calls me boy. Well, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo!
Right.
I didn't know I was going to say all that, but I ain't going to take
good preaching.
Amen. Whew. Verse 20. And when they entered unto the heathen, when they entered out back out into the world, and they got to living with the heathen, shacking up with the heathen, marrying the heathen.
Yeah.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
However you want to word it. And when they entered under the heathen, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name. That means polluted it.
Right.
That word profane, when you look it up there, it means treated with irreverence or abuse or to violate, to take something holy,
right,
and sacred and make it base or common. In other words, no respect. Folks ain't got no respect for God no more. If it was just the world, it'd be one thing. Amen. But as children of God, glory to God. I'm telling you right now, when Jesse looked at them boys and said, hey, boys, get up on that porch. But they ain't back talk. And so, Dad, I don't want to get up there. And say, I ain't going up there. You know why? I believe I know Daddy get a hold of seeing them britches. Amen. If they back talked him, if they would have took off running around behind the church, I believe Daddy would have reached out and grabbed a hold of them. Amen. I'm glad I'm out of God.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. That'll get my attention.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. He's sacred. He's holy. He's not base. He's not common. Amen.
Right.
He's not unclean. He's not just your average Joe. He's God Almighty.
Amen.
He's holy God. He's got a holy name.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
We got to put God back on the throne.
Amen.
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 He said, verse 20, they profane my holy name when they said, when the heathen said, get a hold of this. Get up when the ones that left the church run to the world, left the church, that was planted in the church, and they left the church and went and joined to the heathen. Listen to this, verse 20. And when they entered unto the heathen, whether they went, they profaned my holy name when they said to them, these are the people of the Lord. And are gone forth out of
his land.
Yeah.
These are the people of the Lord.
Right.
These are the church folks. That's so and so for me.
Right.
That so-and-so right there used to invite me down to the house of God.
Yep.
Well, that's the children of the Lord that's left his land.
Amen.
They told me that they loved God and that God could help me, that he saved them out of hell. And they told me, Brother Billy, that God could save me, but look, they done left church.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Well, they not living it no more. Must not have been too much to it.
Amen.
I know it wouldn't last. I know that God they talked about wasn't real. I know that that's how they profaned
his name. Right.
That's how they brought his name down base and made it common. When the heathen looked and said, if he ain't no better than that, can't keep you no better than that, then how in the world's he gonna keep me?
Amen.
Right.
Everybody okay?
Right.
Amen. Once we got in this thing and we got started, amen, the moment we stand up and we said that God saved us, amen, we begin to build our testimony. And people begin to look at us. Who? The heathen.
Yeah.
The heathen begin to watch you. And they begin to hear what you said. And they may not have liked it. They may not have commented on it. But they're watching. They're saying, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
If they see you leave, you know what they'll say? Well, that's the one that used to praise the Lord. Now look at that cuss. Everybody all right?
Right.
That's the one. That's the one that said God delivered them off the bottle.
Amen.
Look at them, they're drinking.
Amen.
That's amen. Right. Amen.
That's the one that told me I ought not be living this lifestyle. And look at them, they're doing the same thing.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
That's what the heathen was saying.
Yep. Right.
That's what the heathen was saying.
Yourself.
That's what they said. They said, why? She told me I need to keep myself till I got married. Look at that husband. She's running around with that woman's husband.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Come on.
And she was one that went down there to that church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
They've left the church.
Right.
Must not have been much to it. I believe that's going on a lot in the day in which we live.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We may not see a whole, whole lot of it. Here at Calvary, we've seen our fair share, I'll say that.
Now, right.
Amen.
And we've got some out there. Amen.
Amen.
Some of our family members, some of our close friends, however you want to put it.
Amen.
Amen. But I believe we're seeing a lot more of it. I've witnessed it in a lot of churches. Amen. It used to be running over. Amen. And now we got, if they had this many in their church this morning, they'd be shouting.
Amen.
Come on.
They'd be saying, man, we're back. And most and a lot of ours are at home.
Come on.
Amen.
And I'm not saying nothing negative, but I'm just telling you.
Amen.
What another.
Amen.
Now listen. Verse 20 said, these are the people of the Lord and are gone forth out of his land.
Right.
And in verse 21 said, but I had pity. God had pity.
Right.
And this right here, I'll make you want to shout here just a minute. If you've got a loved one that's walked out on God, are you hearing me? They've not walked out on you or me. They've not walked out on us, but there.
Yeah.
We're fixing to find out they walked out on God.
Right.
Amen.
And God said, verse 21, but I had pity. Not for their situation. God didn't even have pity on those that was left behind weeping. What did God say? But I had pity for mine holy name.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
God said I had pity because they're mine.
Right.
And I give them my name. And I had pity because of my holy name.
Right.
Because why? Because now the heathen are they're no longer mocking you, church. They're no longer, they're defiling our family, that may be so. They're abusing them. Amen. They're molesting them. Amen. But what they're doing is they're taking God's name. Amen. They're running through the mud. Amen. And God said, amen, they defile my holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
They profane my holy name.
Amen.
God have pity for his holy name's sake. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, among the world, whether they went. When they left the church and they run to the world, and they run to the tattoo parlors. And it's amazing to me. They don't even have to leave church to go to tattoo parlors anymore.
Yeah.
I just won't preach against getting tattoos. Somebody say amen.
Come on.
It's still in your Bible.
Right.
It is still in your Bible.
Right.
Not the print marks on your body. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen right there. I've got them in my family getting them, amen, and I'm still going to preach against
them.
Is everybody okay?
Amen
goes right there. And still in the Word of God, I'm still going to preach against it.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Not because it's going to bring me shame. Not because they hurt my heart. No, but because they profane the name of Jesus. They made a mockery of God.
Amen.
Amen. And that's why God is not pleased.
Right.
Is everybody okay? Listen to this now. They run to the things of the world. That's what God said. They profaned my holy name when they went to the heathen. They took my holy name, the testimony I was like giving them, and they were building up is now ruined. This is what he said. We profane my holy name among the heathen whither they went. Verse 23. God's getting ready to do something. And this is the part I'm talking about. Amen. We're fixing to get down to brass tacks, as they say.
Amen.
We're fixing to get down to business.
Amen.
Because see, let me read this first. Verse 23. And God. God's going to do it. And I will sanctify my great name. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Right.
Which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know. Up there he said, I'm going to do a work in the church. I'm going to allow the church, amen, to grow, and I'm going to show the church something so that you will know that I'm God. I'm going to bring back, amen, but before he does, amen, he said, I want the heathen to know. I'm going to work a work in that loved one, and that one that walked out on me, that one that deserted me, that one that walked away from me. Listen to what he said, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord. God's going to show the world exactly who he is through the ones that's walked away from him when he sanctifies himself back in them, and he picks them up out of that horrible pit, and he picks them up out of that mire, and he picks them up out of that hell that they're living in, and he picks them up out of that lifestyle and brings them back to the house of God, and they worship him again. Gets tired, amen, of how they're living,
amen,
and them messing up his name. He said, I'm going to show the heathen, amen, who I am. They may be mocking me now. They may be doubting me now. They may be making fun of my holy name.
Come on.
He said, but there's coming a day, amen, when I'm going to sanctify myself in those that's walked away, and the heathen are going to know that I'm the Lord.
Amen.
He said, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes.
Amen.
In those that's walked away from God. Amen. God may have scattered them, but God knows where they're at.
Right.
Amen. And right now they ain't there out there living it up. But there's coming a day. Are you hearing me? Amen. Right now they walked out on God. Amen. They think they're thumbing their nose at God and putting their thumb in his eye. But there's coming a day, my friend, when the great God of glory, the holy God, amen, will visit them in their iniquity. And he will prove himself one more time that he is God. And besides him there is none.
Amen.
ones I'm praying for.
Amen.
Amen. They used to know it was God. Is everybody all right?
Right.
They're around folks right now that don't believe in God. Everybody okay?
Right.
Some of y'all probably got some in the same shape.
Amen.
Amen. But ain't you glad we got a God?
Amen.
That can go. Amen. They'll shut you an eye out. They'll ignore what we're saying. They won't hear us speaking to them.
Amen.
We can beg and we can plead. We can tell them we're praying for them, and they'll just push it to the side, and they'll act like it ain't bothering them. But friend, can I tell you, when God comes on the scene, and God begins to speak to them, and God begins to sanctify himself in them, in front of the heathen that they're living with,
yes,
they're going to know that God's God.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
God's going to prove himself.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
He's got nothing to prove to you and me.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to prove himself one of these days.
Right.
To those that's walked off on him, walked away from him.
Amen.
Amen. And they're allowing the heathen.
Yeah.
Amen. To mock his name because of the way they're living.
Right.
Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Verse number 24. For I will take you. I like that.
Amen.
God ain't even going to ask me. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
God said, I'm going to take you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. You don't belong to the heathen. You belong to me. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
God is putting them on notice. Amen. Right here, he said, look, I'm going to take you.
Amen.
Amen. You don't belong to them. You are not theirs. You may have walked out on me, but I'm never going to leave you. And I'm coming after you to sanctify myself in you. And I will take you from among the heathen.
Right.
Is everybody getting hold of this?
Amen.
I mean, buddy, we're living in a day when a lot of the church people are out there amongst the heathen.
Right.
And
yes,
God
sir.
Said, there's coming a day I'm coming to you. Amen. And I'm going to take you. I'm
right.
going to take back what's mine. I'm going to take back my possession.
Amen.
Amen. And gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land.
Amen.
God said, I'm going to bring you home. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Man, y'all be shouting the roof off.
Amen.
Amen. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. Amen. Because me. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying quit praying. None of that. Amen. What I'm telling you right now is God ain't worried about making me look good.
Come on.
And he ain't worried about making you look good, Daddy, Mama,
come on.
Brother,
amen.
Sister. Are you hearing me? The only one God's worried about making look good is his holy name.
Amen.
And we've proven that he is God, and besides him there is none other. And God's going to do just that. Amen right there. Amen. I'm telling you, say, if somebody said, I'm just sick and tired of everything and people running away from the church. And let me tell you something, they're running away from God. I'm sick and tired of this one doing that and this one saying that and causing division. Let me tell you who's causing division, the devil. Amen. They're listening to the devil and allowing the devil to get in their mind and get in their hearts. Everybody all right? And make them think strange things against the church and against God. And to really think that they can go out them doors. Amen. And survive out there with the heathen blows my mind. Why? Because if they was in their right mind, they would know there's no way a child of God is going to get away with it.
Yeah.
Not forever.
Yeah.
There's going to come a payday, and God's going to come and bring them back.
Amen. Yeah.
He said, I'm going to take you.
Come on.
Is everybody all right?
Yeah. Right.
Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean.
Amen.
When God goes and gets them this time, they will never. I can't tell you how many people I've heard testify over the years. Got saved, some at an early age. Some got saved as children. Some got saved young adults.
No.
But live for God for a while, right there.
Yeah.
I can tell you testimonies. We've got some in this church. Amen. Live for God for a while. And allow the devil to get in their mind and pull them out and put them out there with the heathen.
Amen.
Right.
We've got testimonies in here today. Amen. I could take you to graves of people that walked away from God God went and brought them back.
Amen.
And Tyler Busby, they never, ever, ever walked out on God again.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Right.
Because when God cleaned them up that time,
yeah.
Amen, it wasn't that they wasn't saved. But boy, they realized that they had sinned.
Right.
They realized that they didn't sin against the church.
Right.
They didn't sin against the preacher.
Amen.
They realized they sinned against God.
Right.
It wasn't the preacher's heart that broke. It wasn't mama's heart that broke. It wasn't daddy's heart that broke. They got to a place in their heathen lifestyle when God came to where they was.
Right.
Oh, Jesse, and they realized they broke the heart of God.
Amen.
And when they get to that place in their life, and God brings them back to it, God brings them in. You, me, Brother Tiny, Brother Darrell, Brother Troy, none of us will have to be able to run them off.
Amen.
We'll never have to worry about them ever leaving God again.
Right.
When they realized the heart they broke was the one that died for them and saved them and loved them.
Right.
Loved them like nobody ever loved them.
Amen.
His love is greater than a mother's love.
Amen.
His love is stronger than a father's love.
Amen.
Are you hearing me today? Hey, he said, I'm going to come where the heathen live, and I'm going to take you.
Amen.
Everybody all right? They're going to make a shout. God's on their trail, and he's going where they're at. He's going to get them. He's going to bring them back and sprinkle clean water on them.
Amen.
Clean their life up.
Amen.
Amen. Break all the chains the devil's got on them.
Amen.
Remove all the doubts. Take the shame of the heathen off of them. Is everybody
Amen.
Okay? Amen. I'm telling you, we could go and drag them in here right now. They'd still have all the shame. They'd still feel all
right.
the guilt. Right. Amen. But when God goes out there and gets them, amen, they come barreling through them doors or through the doors of another house of God somewhere and fall in an old-fashioned altar and
right.
stay there and weep for 20, 30, 45 minutes. Weep their way back, amen. They'll wash
amen.
All the shame, all the guilt away. You will never have to worry about them. You will never have to lay your head on your pillow again at night and wonder if they got somewhere to sleep. They got somewhere dry. If nobody, and wonder if nobody's abusing them. And wonder if they're okay. And wonder if they got food in their bed. You'll never, ever have to do that again.
Amen.
Woo! Why? Because God said, I'm going to get them. I'm going to take them out of that.
Right.
Amen.
I got to read. I got to get done. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness. And from all your idols will I cleanse you. Listen to this. And a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away that stony heart
Amen.
Out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh.
Amen.
Boy, they spoke so hard-hearted right now.
Yep.
And I know what he's talking about here, but I'm telling you, we're living in a day when church folk just got so hard-hearted and just walked away from
Amen.
God.
Amen.
This is what he says. Ye shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I'll be your God. Verse 29. I will also save you from all your uncleanness. Y'all, this is what God
Amen.
Is going to do. This is what God said I'm going to do for those, to those that walk away from me. Not for their sake, not for your sake, not for our sake, but for His holy name's sake. God's going to show the heathen that He's God through them.
Amen.
By reclaiming them.
Right.
And I'm just telling you, my God is able.
That's right.
Amen.
He is big enough. I also will save you from all your uncleanness. And I like this. And I will call the corn. Corn! Didn't do much, did it? Corn!
Damn.
Corn! Don't do much when we call it. God said that he's going to call it.
Amen.
Listen to this. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call the corn and will increase it. Oh, boy. I'm about to have a
run. Amen.
To think that I serve a God, Brother Billy,
amen,
that all the way from heaven can look down on the earth. Let me read this. It said, I will call the corn and increase it, and lay no famine upon you. Verse 30. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. God said, I'm going to prove to them that I'm God. And I serve a God.
Right.
That when a drought's coming through the land.
Come on.
Amen. And everybody else is suffering and doing without.
Come on.
For the children of God, he said, I'm going to call the corn.
Amen.
And I'm going to increase it. All the way from heaven, he's going to say, corn, grow.
Amen.
Amen.
Corn, I want ears on every stalk.
I want
4 foot ears of corn on every stalk.
Amen.
I'm going to increase it. I'm going to bless your field.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to multiply your fruit.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to, hey, the God that I serve has the ability in the midst of a drought to call the corn.
Amen.
And make it grow in a field where no water is.
Amen.
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 Right.
Let me read on. And he's going to do that again. He's going to do that to bless me, but he's going to do it to show the heathen. Read it.
Right.
To show the heathen that he's God.
Right.
Then, verse 31, here it is. Shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. There's going to come a day when God goes and gets them and proves to the world.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, they may have turned their back on me, and you've abused them long enough. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
You've defiled them long enough. They're still my people. And they're coming home.
Amen.
Amen.
And they're going to look and they're going to say, wow. Look, they're going back to church.
Amen.
They're not going to the bars with us anymore.
Amen.
Well, I can't believe it. We had such a good life together. We shacked up and everything.
Come on.
And then she just left me.
Amen.
Back to church. He just left me. Back to church. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
I can't believe it. I can't believe we used to go drinking every Friday night. Oh, I can't find them in the bar no more.
Amen.
We went back to church. Did you hear about so-and-so? You know, you remember when they left the church? We thought it was so funny. We was having such a good time. And man, he was buying all the beer.
Amen.
And we was going down there and living in the pig pen.
Yep.
Oh,
man.
He got him left. He went back to church.
Amen.
Something happened the other night. He was at home. Boy, something moved in that house. And I felt it and I had goosebumps come up all over me. And he hit the floor praying, or she hit the floor praying, calling out, scared me to death. There was something supernatural in that room. I couldn't put my finger on it. But I believe it was that God they said they worshiped.
Amen.
I believe it was that God they said saved them. I believe it was that God, amen, that his daddy said he was praying too far. And he come down here and he picked him up, took him away, got him.
Amen.
Amen. That's what's going to happen. Why? Because the word of God said it. I believe it. Amen. You can believe it or not. I don't care. But let me read on. I'm about done. Verse 31. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your nations. Not for your sakes do I this. He's not going to do it to prove to the church he's God.
Right.
He's not going to do it to prove to the backslidden he's God. He's going to prove to him he is, but that's not why I do it. He said, not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes shall be builded, and the destitute land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate ruined cities are become fenced and inhabited. And the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places.
Amen.
Man does it, it'll never last.
Right.
Right.
But when God does it, you can count him. He's going to do it. God, I believe with all my heart these last days, God's getting ready to work. Amen. To show these heathen that he's God.
Amen.
He's going to prove to them.
Amen.
These are my people. They may have got discouraged or whatever, rebelled. They may have walked away from me, but they're mine.
Amen.
And I'm coming to get them.
Amen.
Is everybody all right? Well, we preach about the second coming of the Lord right
now. Amen.
Hallelujah. And plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. End of 36, verse 37 now. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel. Don't quit praying.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel. Don't quit praying. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock.
Amen.
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 He said he's going to give us a flock. But listen to this next verse. You can be satisfied being part of the flock.
Right.
Come on.
And there really ain't a whole lot wrong with that. Be part of the flock. That's good.
Amen.
Verse 38, as the holy flock. I want to be in on that part.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to be in the holy flock.
Right.
Amen. I want to be that one that's holy. Why? Because my God has a holy name.
Amen.
And I don't want to profane his holy name.
Right.
So I want to live holy, because without it, I shall not see God.
Amen.
Is everybody okay? And without holiness, I won't be able to please God.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
As the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen.
When God proves himself.
Right.
Amen. And it's going to happen.
Right.
And the heathen round about will know. Now you can be part of the flock, or you can be part of the holy flock.
Amen.
Amen. Said in here, his name is holy, his name is great.
Right.
And when they realize those that's walked away have not walked away from individuals in the church or even in their own family, they realize when God comes to where they're at, Brother Larry,
yeah,
they realize the one that they've brought shame to,
amen,
is God.
Right.
That's when they'll get up and do something about it.
Amen.
I've seen in years those that, I mean, I've got loved ones that live, do things, just despite their mothers and fathers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got nieces and nephews that do that. And I've seen it over the years. I mean, all my life I've seen it with different people. I mean, some of us have probably done things to spite somebody. But boy, whenever you realize the one you're hurting is him.
Right.
Who's never done anything but good
to you. Amen.
And he comes and picks you up out of the heathen. Want to know why I love him? Why I shout and holler.
Come on.
Praise him. Worship him.
So I remember where I was at when he was.
Amen. Right.
When he found me. I was lost on the way to hell.
Come on.
I had cursed God. Oh, I've been told all my life before there was a God, there was a heaven, that Jesus. I didn't know it. I didn't go to church. I wasn't saved. That night, God revealed himself to me. And he revealed hell was real. I got saved that night.
Listen.
I hadn't forgotten where I was at.
Amen.
Got the shape I was in, the mess I was in. My life was a mess.
Amen.
There's some children of God out there right now. Their life is a mess.
Right.
Oh, they think they're living it up. They think they're doing good.
Yeah.
But they're out there with the heathen.
Right. Amen.
They're mocking the church.
Yep.
They're bringing a reproach against God.
Yep.
One of these days, God's going to say, that's it. You profane my holy name enough.
Right.
And now, young sir, young man, I'm coming to take you and bring you back. And when God decides to prove he's God, I don't know anyone with the will to resist.
Amen.
And if you've got a loved one you're worried about, God will make you shout to know that God is about ready to go and pick them up out of their mess and say, that's enough! You're coming with me.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Ain't that something?
Right.
When God takes them away from the heathen.
Amen.
I said, when God takes them away from the heathen. That's the heathen, right. They won. They took more from us.
Amen.
What they don't understand is they didn't take it from us. They took it from God.
Right.
And God wants his possession back.
Amen.
And God says, now you're coming with me. I don't believe they'll resist. I don't believe they're going to argue. Because even the heathen are going to know at that time.
Brother Amen. Larry,
right.
That he's got
right.
Somebody come on to the piano.
Amen.
And he said, I'm going to do it because I'm going to prove to the heathen who I am. He said, I scattered them. I scattered them because of the way they was living or trying to live, the thoughts,
right.
The things they was doing. I scattered them. I wasn't going to let them bring it out of my house. I scattered them among the heathen. You think if he's scattered, he can't go get them?
Amen.
Amen. Well,
he's going to be.
That's right.
Right.
Guaranteed.
You must get it.
Because the word says something. Yep. Just got to get a little spiritual. You can see that church in America today.
Amen.
Out of Ezekiel chapter 36. What a great chapter.
Amen.
Amen. I love you.
Amen.
God loves you. Amen. He wants to help you this morning. He's going after him. When he gets good and ready, he's going after him. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to put them on notice. I hope they listen.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to put them on notice. Amen. If you're here, if you're listening, if you're living with the heathen, if you're acting like the heathen, if you think you're rebelling against the church, put you on notice, friend.
Amen.
God's coming to get you.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Tracy ain't coming to get you.
Amen.
You won't listen to me no how. Not till God gets you.
Amen.
And then you'll hang on every word.
Amen.
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 Hey, God's good.
Right.
Amen.